This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 7:07, 64 degrees in Chapel Hill. A little cooler this morning than we have had. Mostly sunshine, high today in the middle 80s. Tonight clear with a low of 65. And then tomorrow, more of the same, 50-50 chance of rain. All in all, pretty good weekend, but a heavy chance of rain. Critics of the General Assembly have been outspoken against this Republican leadership. We've shared the liberal perspective on the legislature, but it's been difficult to get a good conservative perspective here in Orange County. WCHL's Rachel Nash spoke with former North Carolina Senate candidate Dave Carter to hear his thoughts as this controversial legislative session comes to an end.
They've been all over the road. They've done some things that I would view as progressive, which I'm not a fan of either. I'm not a fan of the ultra-conservative crazies. And I see the current legislature, like the last legislature and the legislature for the past 12 years I've been following, they're driving all over the road, and sometimes they close their eyes and they pull the wheel left, and sometimes they open their eyes and they're going stream right.
Carter challenged current Senator Ellie Kinnaird in the 2012 election to represent the 23rd District. The Republican doesn't consider himself a moderate and leans more towards libertarian ideals. He says he gives this General Assembly the grade of a C.
They talk up a good thing, and then they get all carried away with minutia. They're really not doing some of the things that said that they would do.
Others, however, would not be so gracious with their opinion of this legislature, including the Moral Monday protesters. Each week since late April, protesters led by NAACP State Chapter President Reverend William Barber have gathered in Raleigh to rally against what they call regressive policies.
The Moral Monday stuff seems very fabricated, like it's almost backed by corporate sponsors. I kind of expect to see Reverend Barber walking around with a big thing on the back of his shoulder like you see a football player, sponsored by whomever.
More than 900 people have been arrested inside the General Assembly as part of the Moral Monday protests.
It's like, go get arrested, and we can say, look, we have 80 people arrested. That's not civil disobedience. That's just proving it with quota kind of stuff.
Activists were outraged recently when tighter abortion regulations swept through the General Assembly with little public notice tacked onto unrelated bills.
Well, I know there was some recent brouhaha over the abortion stuff. I think it was kind of tricky of them to do what they did, using rules in their own special way. They followed the rules, but they did it in a tricky way. I think they could have been a little bit more transparent on that.
Carter, who remains active in the Orange County Republican Party, says he's entertained the idea of running again, but says nothing is set at this point. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The state Senate gave final approval on Thursday to a bill that will tighten regulations for abortion providers in North Carolina. Hours later, the House passed drastic changes to the state's current election laws. House Bill 589 was revamped by Senate Republicans on Tuesday of this week to include provisions that go beyond the original voter ID requirement. The new version of the bill shortens the early voting period in general elections from 17 to 10 days, prohibits counties from extending early voting hours on the Saturday before Election Day to accommodate crowds, eliminates same-day voter registration during early voting, and eliminates straight ticket voting, among other provisions. One form of ID that would not be accepted is a student ID. Some believe this is targeting the collegiate vote. Protesters, including UNC students, have been rallying and have even been arrested at the General Assembly this week, outraged because of the legislation. The abortion bill now goes to Governor Pat McCrory, who previously said he would sign it into law. Backers of the bill steadfastly pushed the bill through the General Assembly. Senate Republicans originally attached a measure to a bill concerning Sharia law. The next week, the abortion regulations were tacked on to a motorcycle safety measure, Senate Bill 353. It is the version now awaiting the governor's signature. Democrats and pro-choice advocates have criticized this legislation, saying it would close abortion clinics and force many women to resort to unsafe methods to have abortions. The bill makes regulations for abortion providers similar to those in ambulatory care centers without unduly restricting access. Only one abortion clinic in the entire state meets those standards. Lawmakers want suspicious applicants for North Carolina's worker training and welfare program to be drug tested or fingerprinted. The state Senate gave the bill final legislative approval yesterday. It now goes to the governor. The measure would allow county social services departments that suspect a recipient is using drugs to require a test before that person can receive benefits through the Work First program. Applicants would have to pay for the test, but could be repaid if they test negative. Welfare and food stamps applicants also would see expanded background criminal history checks as agencies search for people with outstanding felony warrants or probation or parole violations. Counties could collect fingerprints to check applicants. Lawmakers in nearly 30 states have introduced such bills. Police are asking for your help if you have any information concerning a reported sexual assault that happened yesterday morning on UNC's campus. The victim, a female UNC student, was entering Carroll Hall at 8:15 a.m. and stated that the suspect came from behind and forcibly slapped her on the buttocks. The suspect then fled the building and was last seen heading south towards South Road. The suspect is an unidentified black male, about 20 years old, with dreadlocks, according to the victim. He was wearing a black, red, and white baseball cap with a royal blue skull cap underneath, long dark basketball shorts, a dark shirt, a dark short sleeve t-shirt, and a royal blue two-string backpack. The victim also reported that the suspect may have been wearing neon-colored earbuds. Anyone with information can contact 919-843-6165 or contact the Chapel Hill Carborough UNC Crime Stoppers Unit at 919-942-7515. Calls are confidential and anonymous. You can get those numbers and submit information to Crime Stoppers online. You can get those numbers, all the contact information, everything you need on our website. View the story there at chapelborough.com. As we watch the continued fallout UNC is facing over athletic and academic scandals, a sexual assault federal investigation, and looming budget cuts, Chancellor Carol Folt, less than a month into her new role, said she was optimistic the university can overcome the challenges it will face. WCHL's Rand Northam has the story.
In her first meetings with the Board of Trustees this week, Folt emphasized the importance of transparency as the university moves forward. Folt took over as the university's leader on July 1st, replacing former Chancellor Holden Thorpe, who is now provost at Washington University in St. Louis. In addition to the mountain of controversy still clouding the university, misconduct allegations surrounding Tar Heel basketball player P.J. Hairston have surfaced.
That's an area that, as chancellor, it's my obligation and interest to understand what's going on, but I also have wonderful people in place that really have the knowledge and the experience to learn, to help me learn, but to also deal with this in a way that makes sense for our students and for our institution.
Folt said she wanted to address UNC's quote-unquote shortcomings and marry a strong athletic program and academic program. The new chancellor will also face the challenge of guiding UNC through tough economic times. A $20.6 billion state budget awaits final approval from Governor Pat McCrory and calls for $66 million cuts to the UNC system.
As has done in the past, people are going to get together. They're going to work very hard to find ways that they can deal with those reductions in funding in ways that will not harm our ability to do our education and our research mission.
Folt told the Board of Trustees that she had met with Governor McCrory earlier this year and felt quote-unquote encouraged by their discussion. The budget calls for increasing tuition on out-of-state students by as much as 12.3%. UNC student body president Christy Lambden said he was concerned about the negative impact budget cuts will have on the campus.
That's going to have an impact, and what I really want to emphasize here is not just on the 18% of out-of-state students that we have, but will have an impact on 100% of the Carolina community. And that is really troubling, and it does provide a lot of concerns with relation to affordability and accessibility.
Folt also helped to welcome the new chair of the board, Lowry Cottle, as well as five new trustees. Cottle, who took over for former chair Wade Hargrove, said one of his goals as chair was to improve UNC's risk management. This includes a task force which will identify spots in the university's policies in light of the recent controversies.
Where do we have areas of potential risk for exposure and whatnot? I can't tell you, you know, where they are, but I can tell you that they're going to sift through the operations of the university and what we do and identify those and then pull out three to four big ones.
For more information on other topics covered at the Board of Trustees meeting yesterday, you can read this article on our website, chapelborough.com. Rand Northam, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Chancellor Folt talks about research funding at Carolina. That's in our next story, 7:16 at WCHL. Time now for traffic and weather together, and this traffic report brought to you by Southern Season. Visit there today and experience all things delicious in one amazing destination. Shop their world-class wine selection, expansive assortment of artisan candies, exquisite housewares, and famous gift baskets for every occasion at University Mall in Chapel Hill or online at southernseason.com. Now with your morning 20 traffic. Here is an update from Rand Northrup.
Thank you very much, Ron. It is still moving smoothly. Traffic, that is, still moving smoothly out on the roadways right now. I-40, 15501, NC-54 in the Durham Freeway, not reporting any accidents or delays. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call. You can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call, or you can tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask that you do that safely. And this morning, when heading to work, a little cool out there. Mm-hmm. Almost a brisk feeling, you
feels
might
nice.
Say. Yeah, not a bad change.
Felt really kind of nice last night as well at the
concert.
Oh,
I bet. Yeah.
Really good.
We could have made it out to that one. But.
Exactly.
Well, yeah.
Last one of the season, so crank it up again next summer.
There we go.
I'm looking forward to it. It is very much cooler today. You can tell a noticeable difference.
Yeah, it's going to be a beautiful day.
Yeah, absolutely. But rain for the weekend. Yeah, thanks very much. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough forecast brought to you by Tobacco Road Sports Cafe. Immersed in the East 54 community, where you can book your private dining party from 10 to 300 people in one of five different private dining rooms. Tobacco Road Sports Cafe at East 54. 63 degrees, as Rand said, somewhat cooler today. Mostly sunshine. High today in the middle 80s. Tonight mostly clear with a low in the mid 60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny. Slight chance of rain in the afternoon. High tomorrow, 85. Tomorrow night, low in the upper 60s and a 50-50 chance of rain. And then for your Sunday, mostly cloudy all day. 50% chance of rain with a high in the low 80s. 7:18. 18 minutes after 7 o'clock at WCHL. Amidst budget crunching at public universities statewide, UNC Chancellor Carol Folt says her new university secured more than $777 million in research funding for 2013.
That was an increase of more than $11 million.
UNC received its largest amount of funding from the National Institute of Health, which gave close to $367 million for research, while Folt says that the university is pushing for more diverse sources of funding. She says the increased funding from government agencies is a positive sign.
In this federal climate, that is an enormous accomplishment.
The university has built two new research facilities in the past year, the Carolina Physical Science Complex and the Genome Sciences Building. In the first major education bill we've seen in the last decade, the United States House passed a bill last Friday that would undo many of the federal guidelines set in No Child Left Behind. The bill was called the Student Success Act, and in addition to giving states back control over curriculum, standards, and how to spend money on schools with primarily low-income, disabled, or non-English-speaking students. Vice President of the North Carolina Association of Educators, Mark Jewell, says the Student Success Act also gives schools less federal funding. Funding rates for education in the bill are kept at sequester rates.
Those would be resources that are desperately needed here in North Carolina that provide valuable dollars for our most vulnerable students.
Jewell says that the NCAE is in favor of the bill's provisions to give more control back to the states, saying it's not wise to try and run a school district in North Carolina from Washington, D.C.
We do believe that the local school districts and the state as well should have some oversight as to how those dollars are spent.
The North Carolina Association of Educators criticized No Child Left Behind for its measurement of success. The Jewell says it's too heavily based on testing.
That's where we have to make sure that this new bill comes out and it does not penalize students based on the pass-fail model, but on the growth of how much they've increased from the year before.
The White House has been working to create new education standards and giving out waivers to schools that are still underperforming. In news around town this morning, your local Visitors Bureau board has welcomed a new chairman and new vice chair, Anthony Carey and Laura Hayes Morgan, respectively. Carey is a 20-year hospitality industry veteran and will represent Orange County Hotels. He is the general manager of the Siena, while Morgan is the director of university events at Carolina. Carey has been general manager of the Siena Hotel since 2006. Morgan is responsible for more than 250 UNC campus events each year. The Visitors Bureau board serves in an advisory capacity to the Orange County Board of Commissioners regarding visitor services to the county. If you like more information on our news around town stories, this one or any of them, visit our website at chapelboro.com. It is 7:21, 21 minutes after 7 o'clock, KWCHL. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. I'm Ron Stutz. The U.S. Track and Field and Cross Country Coaches Association has announced the 2013 All-Academic Distinctions for the outdoor season, meriting six Tar Heels to the men's and women's list, rising senior Leanne Farber, rising junior Cameron Overstreet, and rising sophomores Sarah Howard and Tori Kemp made the women's All-Academic Honor Roll, while rising senior Ryan Ramsey and rising sophomore Houston Summers were named to the men's All-Academic Honor Roll. To qualify for this All-Academic Outdoor Track and Field team, the student-athlete has to have compiled a cumulative grade point average of 3.25 and must have participated in any round of the NCAA Division I Championships, including preliminaries. A total of 710 women from 187 institutions and 448 men from 149 institutions earned these All-Academic honors for their combined efforts in competition and in the classroom in 2013. Farber, Howard, Kemp, Overstreet, and Ramsey were also named All-ACC Academic for the outdoor season in June. A full release from UNC Athletics can be found by viewing this story on our website at chapelboro.com. Washington Mystics point guard Ivory Latta and forward Crystal Langhorn were both selected to the 2013 Eastern Conference All-Star Team, the league announced on Tuesday of this week. The game taking place in Connecticut at the Mohegan Sun Arena tips off at 3:30 p.m. on ABC. First-time All-Star Latta currently leads Washington in scoring, averaging 14.4 points a game, 3.9 assists, and 2.7 rebounds. Latta was an offseason acquisition for the Mystics, who signed her after she opted not to re-sign with the Tulsa Shock after they selected guard Skylar Dickens from Notre Dame in the 2013 WNBA draft. Washington is Latta's fourth team in her six-year career. That, of course, follows an outstanding career at Carolina. To read the full story from UNC Athletics, view it on our website at chapelboro.com. Tight end Greg Olsen says the Panthers need to approach training camp with a sense of urgency after the team's sluggish starts the past two seasons. Steve Smith couldn't agree more. The five-time Pro Bowl wide receiver says a sense of urgency is an understatement. Carolina started 1-6 last season and 1-5 the season before that. While the Panthers finished both those seasons strong, they weren't able to dig themselves out of the very deep hole and even get into the playoffs. Smith says slow starts will get you fired, cut, and bring change real quick for everyone. That's for sure. The Panthers arrived at Wofford College for training camp yesterday. Panthers will be without running back Jonathan Stewart and linebacker John Beeson when they begin practice tonight. Both starters say they are still recovering from off-season surgery. And, of course, WCHL continues to cover your University of North Carolina football team. Coach Fedora and the team will get it started at the end of this month in a game down at Columbia, South Carolina, which will actually kick off the entire college football season. It is Carolina versus South Carolina. And, of course, you will hear it all right here on WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz.
Art Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
ACC football camps open next week, and it's a two-horse race, both from the same stable. This is Art Chansky with Friday Sports Notebook. While pondering what might happen to the ACC, there is always scuttlebutt that two programs will someday be moving to the SEC. And those two were the overwhelming preseason picks as the best two teams heading into the 2013 campaign. Problem is, they cannot meet in the ACC championship game. That determines the league's entry into the last round of the BCS. Clemson and Florida State, both in the ACC Atlantic, got 110 votes as the most likely team to win the league. The other 12 schools got a total of 10 votes. So that says something about creating a flex system that would allow the two best teams to meet for the league title, not automatically the Atlantic Division winner versus the Coastal Division winner. This fall, at least, it's the Big Two and the best of the rest. Clemson got 815 points from the voters to win the Atlantic, behind reigning ACC Player of the Year quarterback Taj Boyd. Florida State garnered 731 points as the second-place pick. Next on the line, more than 240 votes away, was NC State under new coach Dave Doran. In the Coastal Division, the first four picks were separated by less than 240 points, from Miami to Virginia Tech to UNC to Georgia Tech. Each of those schools got first-place votes to win the division. So if it turns out to be that way and the ACC wants to get two schools into the BCS games before the 14 playoff begins in 2014, then the two best teams ought to meet in Charlotte in December. Sure, Clemson and Florida State will have already played, but we've had rematches in the ACC championship game before. That is less important than the ACC's best team getting upset in the title game and the real class of the league goes down the tutu for another season. Why are Clemson and Florida State so head and shoulders above the rest of the league in the eyes of the pundits? Their facilities are nice, but no nicer than others around the ACC, and their coaches are hardly household names. Dabo Swinney and Jimbo Fisher both were assistants just a few short years ago. The simple answer is that both have more better players than everyone else, and it wouldn't surprise me if both were recruiting the good old SEC way. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Most of us don't get to work at home in our PJs. If traffic and a commute are part of your daily routine, let us make that part of your day a little more enjoyable. Stop by Cruisers and enjoy a fresh brewed coffee and fresh baked biscuit in the morning, or a refreshing fountain drink with chewy ice, a hot dog, or a snack to end your day. Cruisers has four commuter-friendly area locations at Chapel Hill North, Glen Lennox, Powell Place, and Briar Chapel.
Cruisers, good to go.
For years, the brokers at Weaver Street Realty were known as the Muddy Boots Land Team. They still call themselves that. They can read surveys. They know septics. They know wells. Whether it's an in-town lot or a 100-acre tract, they will put on their muddy boots and walk land with you through an unmatched level of expertise and service. The Weaver Street Team has earned customers for life through repeat business and referrals. They listen with compassion and act with confidence. Stop by on Main Street in Carrboro or check them out at WeaverStreetRealty.com.
Life is full of reasons to celebrate. Graduations, retirements, baby showers, anniversaries, weddings. Oh, the list goes on and on. For all these wonderful occasions, there are parties with dancing, laughing, sharing, and eating. The Chapel Hill Restaurant Group now offers catering services for any and all special occasions. For more information about catering services offered by the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group, call 941-1630. That's 941-1630.
Here's a riddle for you. When can you enjoy a round of golf without playing golf? When you sponsor Cornucopia Cancer Support Center 9th Annual Golf Tourney. I invite you and your organization to sponsor Cornucopia's annual event at Briar Creek Country Club to help anyone journeying with cancer. A wide range of sponsorships are available. It's easy to see more at cancersupportforyou.org or call 401-9333. And thank you, WCHL, for supporting Cornucopia.
Today is your last chance at a great offer at OurLocalDeal.com from Open Eye Cafe. It's half off, $20 towards any refreshments, available until midnight for $10. Located in the heart of Carrboro, Open Eye is known for its welcoming vibe and for serving award-winning coffee, whole leaf tea, wine, and beer. Once there, you'll be able to choose from coffees roasted in-house by Good Food Award-winning Carrboro Coffee Roasters and over 30 varieties of whole leaf tea. It's half off from Open Eye Cafe. It's available until midnight, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Hi, this is Freddie Kiger, and you're listening to WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz, North Carolina Association of Broadcasters Personality of the Year.
All right, Freddie, thank you very much. It is 729 at WCHL, and your Chapel Hill Carrboro weather is brought to you by your friends at Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown South Point, located just a minute off 540 at the 751 exit. 63 degrees this morning. You might notice a little chill in the air this morning. A lot cooler than it has been all week long. Mostly sunny today. It will be relatively warm. Warm, high today about 85 degrees, but starting out kind of cool. Tonight mostly clear with a low in the middle 60s. Unfortunately, we get some clouds tomorrow. A 20% chance for showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. High tomorrow about 85. Tomorrow night, cloudy with a 50-50 chance of showers and or thunderstorms. With lows in the upper 60s. And on Sunday, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Highs in the low 80s. Chance of rain is 50%. That goes for Sunday night as well. So probably a rainy weekend coming up, but today and tonight, going to be really nice weather.
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FM WCHL on chapelboro.com.
CBS News Update, I'm Gary Nahn. Ariel Castro may not face trial in Cleveland.
Castro has pleaded not guilty to 977 counts, including several hundred counts of kidnapping and rape, as well as two counts of aggravated murder. Even his lawyers admit some of the charges against him are irrefutable. and they open the door to a possible plea deal.
WIO-TV reporter George Smith.
Castro's attorneys want to make sure he gets a deal to avoid the death penalty. Prosecutors want to make sure he spends the rest of his life behind bars.
Both sides expected to appear this morning at a final pretrial hearing. Earlier, the three victims appeared in a released video statement. 32-year-old Michelle Knight said she did not want to be consumed by hatred.
We have been hurt by people, but we need to rely on God as being the judge.
The women were rescued May 6th after being held for nearly 10 years. CBS News Update. I'm Gary Nunn.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
I'm Ron Stutz. The state Senate gave final approval yesterday to a bill that will tighten regulations for abortion providers in North Carolina. Just hours later, the House passed drastic changes to the state's current election laws. House Bill 589 was revamped by Senate Republicans to include provisions that go beyond the original voter ID requirement. The new version of the bill shortens the early voting period in general elections from 17 to 10 days, prohibits counties from extending early voting hours on the Saturday before Election Day to accommodate crowds, eliminates same-day voter registration during early voting, and eliminates straight-ticket voting, among other provisions. One form of ID that would not be accepted is the student ID. Some believe this is targeting the collegiate vote. Protesters, including Carolina students, have been rallying and have even been arrested at the General Assembly, outraged because of the legislation. The abortion bill now goes to back to Governor Pat McCrory, who previously said he would sign it into law. Backers of the bill steadfastly pushed the bill through the General Assembly. Senate Republicans originally attached the measure to a bill concerning Sharia law. The next week, the abortion regulations were tacked onto a motorcycle safety measure, Senate Bill 353. It is the version now awaiting the governor's signature. Democrats and pro-choice advocates have criticized this legislation, saying it would close abortion clinics and force many women to resort to unsafe methods to have abortions. The bill makes regulations for abortion providers similar to those in ambulatory care centers without, quoting here, unduly restricting access. Only one abortion clinic in the entire state of North Carolina meets those standards. As we watch the continued fallout the university is facing over athletic and academic scandals, a sexual assault federal investigation, and looming budget cuts, Chancellor Carol Folt, less than a month into her new role, says she's optimistic the university can overcome the challenges it will face. WCHL's Rand Northam has the story.
In her first meetings with the Board of Trustees this week, Folt emphasized the importance of transparency as the university moves forward. Folt took over as the university's leader on July 1st, replacing former Chancellor Holden Thorpe, who is now provost at Washington University in St. Louis. In addition to the mountain of controversy still clouding the university, misconduct allegations surrounding Tar Heel basketball player P.J. Hairston have surfaced.
That's an area that, as chancellor, it's my obligation and interest to understand what's going on, but I also have wonderful people in place that really have the knowledge and the experience to learn, to help me learn, but to also deal with this in a way that makes sense for our students and for our institution.
Folt said she wanted to address UNC's quote-unquote shortcomings and marry a strong athletic program and academic program. The new chancellor will also face the challenge of guiding UNC through tough economic times. A $20.6 billion state budget awaits final approval from Governor Pat McCrory and calls for $66 million cuts to the UNC system.
As Carolina's done in the past, people are going to get together. They're going to work very hard to find ways that they can deal with those reductions in funding in ways that will not harm our ability to do our education and our research mission.
Folt told the Board of Trustees that she had met with Governor McCrory earlier this year and felt quote-unquote encouraged by their discussion. The budget calls for increasing tuition on out-of-state students by as much as 12.3%. UNC student body president Christy Lambden said he was concerned about the negative impact budget cuts will have on the campus.
That's going to have an impact, and what I really want to emphasize here is not just on the 18% of out-of-state students that we have, but will have an impact on 100% of the Carolina community. And that is really troubling, and it does provide a lot of concerns with relation to affordability and accessibility.
Folt also helped to welcome the new chair of the board, Lowry Cottle, as well as five new trustees. Cottle, who took over for former chair Wade Hargrove, said one of his goals as chair was to improve UNC's risk management. This includes a task force which will identify spots in the university's policies in light of the recent controversies.
Where do we have areas of potential risk for exposure and whatnot? I can't tell you, you know, where they are, but I can tell you that they're going to sift through the operations of the university and what we do and identify those and then pull out 3 to 4 big ones.
For more information on other topics covered at the Board of Trustees meeting yesterday, you can read this article on our website, chapelboro.com. Rand Northam, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
On a related note, amidst budget crunching at public universities all over the state, UNC Chancellor Fultz says her new university secured more than $777 million in research funding for 2013.
That was an increase of more than $11 million.
UNC received its largest amount of funding from the National Institute of Health, which gave close to $367 million for research, while Fultz says that the university is pushing for more diverse sources of funding. She says the increased funding from government agencies is really a positive sign.
In this federal climate, that is an enormous accomplishment.
UNC has built 2 new research facilities in the past year, the Carolina Physical Science Complex and the Genome Sciences Building. Police are asking for your help if you have any information concerning a reported sexual assault that happened yesterday morning on UNC's campus. The victim, a female UNC student, was entering Carroll Hall at 8:15 a.m. and stated that the suspect came from behind and forcefully slapped her on the buttocks. The suspect then fled the building and was last seen heading south toward South Road. The suspect is an unidentified black male, about 20 years old, with dreadlocks. According to the victim, he was wearing a black, red, and white baseball cap with a royal blue skull cap underneath, long, dark basketball shorts, a dark short-sleeved T-shirt, and a royal blue two-string backpack. The victim also reported the suspect may have been wearing neon-colored earbuds. Anyone with information can contact 919-843-6165 or contact the Chapel Hill Carborough UNC Crime Stoppers Unit. Calls are confidential and anonymous. All that contact information available while reading the story on our website at chapelboro.com. In the first major education bill we've seen in the last decade, the U.S. House passed a bill last Friday that would undo many of the federal guidelines set in No Child Left Behind. The bill is called the Student Success Act, and in addition to giving states back control over curriculum, standards, and how to spend money on schools with primarily low-income, disabled, or non-English-speaking students, Vice President of the North Carolina Association of Educators, Mark Jewell, says the Student Success Act also gives schools less federal funding. Funding rates for education in the bill are kept at sequester rates.
Those would be resources that are desperately needed here in North Carolina that provide valuable dollars for our most vulnerable students.
Jewell says the NCAE is in favor of the bill's provisions to give more control back to the states, saying that it's not wise to try and run a school district in North Carolina from Washington, D.C.
We do believe that the local school districts and the state as well should have some oversight as to how these dollars are spent.
The North Carolina Association of Educators criticized No Child Left Behind for its measurement of success that Jewell says is just too heavily based on testing.
That's where we have to make sure that this new bill comes out and it does not penalize students based on the pass-fail model, but on the growth of how much they've increased from the year before.
The White House has been working to create new education standards and giving out waivers to schools that are still underperforming. WCHL News Time, 7:39. Rand Northam is in the studio now to talk about what's happening at chapelboro.com. And gosh, how can you get it all into a short conversation? Because there's so much going on there.
We cannot do it all, but we will just touch on a few things. Voting for the shortlist ended yesterday, so we're compiling the hundreds of votes and we'll announce the winners via the Tuesday newsletter. You'll also be able to find the winners in the lifestyle section on chapelboro.com. The 5 winners of shortlist will have a short blurb about each one with contact info and what makes them great. So look out for that. If you don't subscribe to our newsletter, be sure to do that by going to chapelboro.com, and you can get all of the latest updates of what is going on around Chapelboro.
And that latest short list is about outdoor dining.
That's right.
In Chapel Hill and Carborough, and there's a lot of great choices, for sure.
There are, and though it's been a wet summer so far, it's still, you know, a lot of places with awnings and coverings, so you can still eat outside and enjoy at least the temperatures while it's warm here this summer. There's also a couple of new galleries up, including the Tomato Festival in the Chapel Hill Farmers Market and the Dog Days of Summer at Frank Gallery on East Franklin Street. A look at their current exhibit on animals, forces of nature, for which Gretchen Levine wrote a great review, also up in our lifestyle section. And I do want to point out a new feature on our website now. We've been working on the website Chapelboro 2.0, and you'll notice that there's a subcategory in each of our at least news and sports categories. You can see under news we've got state government, local government, pre-K through 12 education, UNC, and lots of other things. News around town. Those subcategories you can now click, and when you click on them, it will go to all of those stories in that subcategory. So if you want to read all of our News Around Town stories, if you want to find one from a couple days ago, you can click that News Around Town red subcategory, and it'll take you to all of those stories. So really neat. Let's say you want to go and see, you know, all UNC sports. Well, you can go to the sports section, click on UNC, and it'll bring up all those stories that were under the UNC subcategory. Really neat feature on Chapelboro 2.0. You can find all of these things and much, much more on chapelboro.com with instantly live streaming on an app for that.
And a quick reminder that all of our news and sports stories on our website, chapelboro.com, are written by the hardworking folks in the WCHL news department.
Sure.
Ran and all those people over there working really hard all the time.
Got lots of minions back there.
Yeah.
Working away.
And it's amazing. I mean, we'll do a story here on the air, and we may not have time for the entire thing. It may be a really long, complicated story. But normally you can go to our website and get all the details right there.
That's so, right.
Chapelboro.com. If you don't have the new app, get it. And delete the old one, get the new one.
We love the new app, too. I've got it on my iPhone. It is great. It's just it's a mirror image, but simpler on your iPhone, a mirror image of what you see online. So it's great. Check it out.
Rand will be back with your morning traffic in just a few minutes on WCHL.
Hi, Tar Heel fans. Jones Angel here to tell you about Corporate Investors Mortgage Group. If you're looking for a winning team to help you purchase the home of your dreams or simply refinance, make sure you call Robbie Oakes and Corporate Investors Mortgage Group. I know I'm glad I did. Corporate Investors Mortgage Group is the only locally owned mortgage bank located right here in Chapel Hill. Robbie Oakes and Corporate Investors Mortgage Group. They're here to help you every step of the way.
If you're over 60 and young at heart, you're looking for more than just a place to live out your years. You're looking for the Cedars of Chapel Hill. Our unique community in Metamot offers you all the independence and financial benefits of owning your own home without all the hassles, so you can pursue other goals and also enjoy the peace of mind of having a continuing health care plan in place. Make your next chapter in life your best chapter. Call us to learn more about the Cedars. Life has been good to you. At the Cedars, it gets even better.
I'm Gerald LeMoyne, General Manager of Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill. I talk a lot about the performance promise, so I want to clearly define what that means. Number one, value. We will do whatever it takes to earn and keep your business. Case in point, 2013 Subaru leases start at $159 per month, such as a 2013 Subaru Impreza 2.0i. Wow! With interest rates as low as 0% for up to 60 months on select 2013 Subarus, July is truly a month to add a Subaru to your family. Number two, service. I'm not just talking about run-of-the-mill customer service. I'm talking about customer enthusiasm. Number three, people. Our staff is dedicated to earning your respect, your loyalty, and most of all, your enthusiasm. Visit our virtual showroom at PerformanceSubaru.com.
D3569, DJA01, 36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year. $25.99 total due at signing. Includes $500 lease cash and zero security deposit based on MSRP of $18,665. Selling price of $17,999. Financing with approved credit. See dealer for details. Take delivery before July 30th, 2013. Subaru offers one of the most fuel-efficient all-wheel drive vehicles in America. Test drive yours today at Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill.
So why wait? It's Christmas in July.
What you're saying on the street today deals with teachers' salaries. Right now, time for the commentary. 744 at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Raleigh Mann. The landscape has changed along Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard near Homestead Road. Up on that bluff on the west side, trees are missing. Workers are clearing that site to prepare it for construction of a community house for homeless men, a project of the Interfaith Council for Social Service. This is just preliminary work. Serious construction on the two-story, 52-bed facility will start in the spring. I don't like to see trees cut down, but this is for a good cause in my view, and I realize not everyone agrees. Some neighbors fear that the presence of homeless men equals danger. Being without a home is terrible, but that's the reality for 3.5 million people every year in our country. And it's not always about drug abuse. In fact, many people find themselves in this fix through no fault of their own. Loss of job, loss of loved ones, divorce, family disputes. Those who are without a home face a big challenge trying to return to their normal lives again. Caring people and organizations that create emergency shelters and transitional housing help these folks get back on their feet, and that's why IFC is building this shelter. For 50 years, the IFC has provided a beacon of hope to our neighbors who have needed a helping hand. Chapel Hill can be proud of its support of this important resource that reflects the nobler values of our community. Now, its executive director, Chris Moran, is retiring after 30 years of hard work. Chris's efforts have helped a lot of people in those 30 years. Chapel Hill is grateful. This is Raleigh Mann.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
What you're saying on the street, presented by ISIS IT. What you're saying on the street.
I'm Matt Oates. We all know that most teachers are not highly paid, but did you know that North Carolina ranks dead last in the U.S. for teacher salary growth over the past decade? We hit the streets to get people's reactions.
I'm Samantha Bryant from Hillsboro. Well, I'm a teacher, so it makes me really sad and makes me consider whether I can continue to be a teacher.
My name is Lori Buck, Chapel Hill. It's shameful. It's an abomination and a disgrace.
My name is Frank Abbott. I'm from Chapel Hill. I think it's a tragedy the way we espouse education. I would like to see that problem rectified, that we're paying these teachers. They're taking care of our children. They need to be compensated for it.
Diane Weinstein. I'm from here at Chapel Hill. I think it's deplorable. I think it's a terrible thing. I feel that if this current administration wishes to bring big business to North Carolina, they're absolutely going in the wrong direction. And I'm really ashamed to hear that our state is at the bottom.
How do you feel about the low pay for NC teachers?
My name is Bill Ashworth. I live out in a community called Calvander, between Carver and Hilbert. They should be paid better. I know they don't get I know they're worse paid.
Joe Wyrick, and I'm from Chapel Hill. As the mother of a school-age child in North Carolina's public schools, I think it's very disturbing. I think we really need to address this in order to keep the high quality of education that our children deserve.
I'm from Durham. My name's Albert Long. I'm coming over here to pick up my tea for our Bible study in Chapel Hill today. Well, you know, I'm sorry to hear that. I've always questioned the lottery. Now, I realize one thing right now, and that is that the money from the lottery is supposed to go, and I'm sure it is. Because they say you can check that out and it'll tell you every dime it goes. But if that's the case and these millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars, why are we having a problem like that? Because our education system, we're going down so fast it isn't funny.
That's what you're saying on the street. On 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. What you're saying on the street, presented by ISIS IT. Managed IT solutions to fit your needs. Find out how they can save you money at igotfixed.com.
Like a true diner, we try to give you a warm and wonderful experience. Elmo's is where the staff learns your name and stops by your table to say hello. When your family comes to town, you bring them to Elmo's. It's not the fanciest place, you say, but this is our place. This is where we eat. We serve homemade food and breakfast all the time. We have comfy booths as well as tables and lots of high chairs and boosters for the little ones. We're a gathering place where locals see old friends and visitors make new ones. We're a community restaurant, a local favorite that strives to be a good neighbor and give back.
We know your phone is smart, but how about your socks? Not sure? Then head back to school with Great Outdoor Provision Company, where Smart Wool PhD socks are now buy two, get one free. Also, find great deals on selected footwear, canoes, and kayaks. Great Outdoor Provision Company, North Carolina's authentic outdoor expert. Located at Eastgate Shopping Center, Chapel Hill. GreatOutdoorProvision.com.
Time for school means time for school sports to begin. If your child needs a sports physical to play, UNC Family Medicine is here for you. UNC Family Medicine can get you in and out quickly so your young athlete can get back to the field. You'll be cared for by the same physicians and staff that work with UNC teams and the Chapel Hill Carborough High School teams. Make your appointment now at uncfamilymedicine.org. Just another way that UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
7:50, 10 minutes until 8 o'clock at WCHL. Time for traffic and weather together. Traffic brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh fruit coffee fast, guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. Now here's Rand.
Thank you very much. I-40, 15501, and NC-54, as well as the Durham Freeway, not reporting any accidents or delays at this time. Actually, one slow delay just popped up on the Durham Freeway northbound, just past the I-40 interchange. Really nothing major right now, just a small delay, so it looks like things are moving smoothly this morning. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, not just during the morning, afternoon, or evening news, but throughout the day, you can give us a call and be a WCHL Road Warrior at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask that you contact us however you contact us, very safely.
Thanks so much. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather brought to you this morning by Southern Rail. Go see Mike Benson at Southern Rail in Carborough, an eclectic mix of restaurant, the station bar and beer garden, and the Tiger Room. Southern Rail in the heart of downtown Carborough. 63 degrees in Chapel Hill. Feels good. Mostly sunshine today. High today 85. Tonight clear. Low 65. Tomorrow partly sunny with a slight chance of rain in the afternoon. High tomorrow in the middle 80s. Tomorrow night cloudy with a 50-50 chance of rain. Also a 50% chance of rain on Sunday, 7:52 at WCHL, 8 minutes until 8 o'clock. And we have the word of the day from Wayne Pond coming up just a moment here on WCHL. And in addition to that, we'll tell you all about today's WCHL Hometown Hero, brought to you, as always, by your friends at Performance Auto Mall.
I'm Gerald Lemoyne, General Manager of Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill. I talk a lot about the performance promise, so I want to clearly define what that means. Number one, value. We will do whatever it takes to earn and keep your business. Case in point, 2013 Subaru leases start at $159 per month, such as a 2013 Subaru Impreza 2.0i. Wow! With interest rates as low as 0% for up to 60 months on select 2013 Subarus, July is truly a month to add a Subaru to your family. Number two, service. I'm not just talking about run-of-the-mill customer service. I'm talking about customer enthusiasm. Number three, people. Our staff is dedicated to earning your respect, your loyalty, and most of all, your enthusiasm. Visit our virtual showroom at PerformanceSubaru.com.
D3569, DJA01, 36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year. $25.99 total due at signing. Includes $500 lease cash and zero security deposit based on MSRP of $18,665. Selling price of $17,999. Financing with approved credit. See dealer for details. Take delivery before July 30th, 2013. Subaru offers one of the most fuel-efficient all-wheel drive vehicles in America. Test drive yours today at Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill.
So why wait? It's Christmas in July.
7:53. 7 minutes until 8 o'clock at WCHL. And as I said, today, really cool this morning. It just feels really nice and crisp out there. It feels like spring instead of summertime.
Wayne Pond joins us now with the word of the day on WCHL, and I got a little treat for you today.
Oh, Wayne, Rod, here we are, face-to-face in the studio.
Yeah, Wayne's normally on the phone, but today he decided to come into the studio.
Today I'm on the mic.
You just wanted everything to get all up close and personal.
I wanted to be a DJ. All right, time's wasted here, pal.
Yeah, well, you got a good word
for you. Friday morning, yeah. Word of the day, tintinnabulation.
I've heard that word before.
Well, all those years you devoted to studying Edgar Allan Poe.
Mm-hmm.
There's where it comes from.
Tintinnabulation.
Mm-hmm. I tell you, that's a toughie if you're trying to write that one.
That's a good word.
Tintinnab. Hey, we know about the NAB, don't we?
Yeah.
Ulation. Tintinnabulation.
Mm-hmm.
And write it out just the way it.
What does it mean? That's the question.
I'm relying on you for that. It's all about bells. It's all about the ringing of the bells.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you go to church, you spend how many hours a day on Sundays?
Oh, at least six.
All right. Well, tintinnabulation is a word that you should recognize. There is your Friday word of the day, Ron, my man. Tintinnabulation. I hope you get a winner.
I think this is a weird experience, sitting here doing this with you, looking at you. Usually you're on the phone and I can just kind of, hey,
well, let me tell
okay,
you.
Hey, Wayne, I'm going to hang up.
It's not television.
Thank goodness for that. Wayne, thank you.
All right, Friday morning, time now for the clean joke of the day on WCHL and Lauren Stafford.
Happy Friday.
Yeah, thank you. Boy, this week has lasted a month, hasn't it?
It has, it really has. And you know, something I discovered last night is that with all the rain,
mm-hmm.
the mosquitoes have just, I think there was one in our room last night that decided to make a buffet of my ankles. Because this morning it is just terrible.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of mosquitoes lately, too. And you're right. I mean, we all had so much rain,
mm-hmm.
and so much flooding and all
right.
that kind of
mm-hmm.
stuff. We're lucky compared to a lot of other people, stuff they're having to deal with, but nobody likes mosquitoes.
No, and I don't know what it is, but if there's 100 people in a room and one mosquito, mm-hmm. they will find me.
They'll find you.
They will find me.
Mm-hmm.
I always say that they like that sweet That's sweet South African blood.
Oh, yeah, maybe that's it. I'm going to let it go at that. I could come up with something here, but I'm not going to.
Right, this is the clean joke portion of the morning,
exactly,
remember?
Exactly. All right. Right. Yeah. What you got?
Okay, I have a joke from Bob Saunders, a good friend of ours here at the station over in Raleigh. I saw him the other day, and he said, you know, he tries to listen every day. He listens streaming on chapelroy.com, obviously being all the way out in there, downtown Raleigh. And he said he loves a clean joke of the day, and he had a good one for me.
All right, Bob.
I did tell him that this one might make you roll your eyes and groan, but I promised him I would do the joke.
All right.
So he told it to me, and I remembered it, and I wrote it down, and here it is. It's short and sweet.
All right, we'll find out here.
We'll find out.
Run
but blame
me.
Bob.
Yeah,
I warned him.
Yeah, I'm already blaming him in my mind. I haven't even heard the joke yet.
All right.
That bad?
Or that good. Or that good. Be
okay.
Positive. All right. What did the mother buffalo say to the boy buffalo heading off to school in the morning?
I don't know. Be careful, son. Something like that.
Bye, son.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Bob Saunders.
I told him. I warned him. But I feel like, you know, it's a good send-off on a Friday.
Oh, man.
You're welcome.
That's beyond description.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Anytime.
You can send me off to the weekend with that joke. All right, Bob.
All right. Thanks,
Thank you,
Bob.
Lauren.
Bye, son.
Thank you, Lauren. It's 7:57 at WCHL. 3 minutes until 8 o'clock.
For more than 20 years, the Kennedy Dental Group has established an unbeatable standard of diagnosis, treatment, and dental care for patients at their University Square office. Doctors Jeff Kennedy, a 1984 UNC graduate, Richard Wagner, and newest partner Leland Webb have more than 100 years of experience and continue to be recognized locally in the best dentist category. They look forward to their upcoming relocation to the iconic former WCHL building at the bottom of East Franklin Street. Visit KennedyDentalGroup.com to learn more.
This is Ron Vogel with a message about underage drinking. It's a crime to provide alcohol to anyone under the age of 21. This includes parents and other adults. To do so could result in a record of conviction, court-imposed sentence, and mandatory driver's license revocation. And add in the threat of potential civil liability. It's not worth the risk. Be responsible. Don't provide alcohol to teens. Thank you, WCHL, for your concerns about healthy young people in our community. This is
Ron
Vogel.
Are you looking for new customers? Try our local deal. Brought to you by WCHL and the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce. You offer a deal to the community from your business, and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With our local deal, your company or organization is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the site at ourlocaldeal.com, and through social media. Want to try the best marketing deal in town? Visit ourlocaldeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by Southern Season. Visit today and experience all things delicious in one amazing destination. Shop their world-class wine selection, expansive assortment of artisan candies, exquisite housewares, and famous gift baskets for every occasion at University Mall in Chapel Hill or online at southernseason.com. 64 degrees. Mostly sunny today. High today, 85. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of 65. And then tomorrow, partly sunny, slight chance of rain. 50-50 chance of rain tomorrow night and on Sunday as well.
Local news all day. Breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 8 o'clock.
Here is the equation. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship in Chapel.